It's Sheridan TV time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you can be with us on this Thursday, September 7th. I am joined today by Mr. Dan Sheridan, who's going to be sharing with you guys a little bit about hedging your portfolio for the downside. If you have any questions for Dan as he works through this content, go ahead and plug it into the chat box right underneath the video box there, and we will address those questions as they come in. Mr. Sheridan.
Hello, Johnny.
How you doing?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Johnny is Toto, or what are those guys' names? Tutu?
Tutu, Toto.
Fofo. All right. So let's talk hedging your portfolio a little bit. Now, the bigger issue is, or the tough question is people say portfolio, what does that mean?
Sure.
You know, Fred's portfolio is, you know, so to say, okay, here's a way to hedge your portfolio. Dan, do you know what my portfolio is? No, but it doesn't matter. Just
all portfolios are not created equal.
All portfolios are not. But so let's start with a just, you know, the wonderful thing in the world of options. The wonderful thing in the world of options is, with the proper use of a simple put, you never have to worry about a black swan, a purple swan, North Korea, the Cubs. Whatever your concern in life, once you magically buy that put, poof, you're okay. Now, does that mean you're okay? No. It means you could still lose some money, but you can, with puts, you can create the downside of your dreams. Now, the thing is in life, you know, is there a cost? If I want to go downtown at 3 a.m, mm-hmm. and do a good drug deal on the west side of Chicago where sure. I used to grow up.
That's excellent.
You say, well, Dan, if you go down there by yourself with a lot of cash, you'll be killed. Correct. So I need insurance. So I hire 2 Navy SEAL guys. Well, that's going to cost me. So I have to make enough on my drug deal to offset the Navy SEALs.
The
cost of the SEALs. Yeah. So you have to look at it and buying puts as insurance does require an understanding of duration, does require an understanding of how puts work, because puts in the hands of the wrong person are useless.
Sure.
They're like Navy SEALs in the hands of someone who doesn't know how to appreciate the Navy SEALs like I do.
That's exactly right.
All right. So let's just take an example. We're in a low volatility environment, right? We're 20 points, 25 points off the all-time high in the history of the world.
Yep.
North Korea is tantalizing us. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Hurricanes everywhere.
October is generally one of the most volatile month of the year. You have earnings coming up. A lot of impetus that could really raise the volatility and push the prices down.
Yep.
So let's take an example here. I've got a 10 contract. Well, let's get a little crazy here. Let's say you're trading bigger. Let's say I'm trading 100 iron condors. Let's make a bigger position, right? And then we have students trading 50, 100, but I just want to show that this is scalable, right? I like to just put my finger on the button, and as the size goes up, I just keep watching the graph change. All right, so let's just take an example here. Here's 100 iron condors. And so you're talking a capital of $85,000. It's a pretty big position. And So we're at 2463 in the SPX. Our short call would be 2525. Our short put would be 2385. So our short call is going to be 38 points out of the money. Our short put, this would be the expiration graph. This is how the graph looks at expiration. So you could see, you're talking like $85,000 of capital almost. It's the expiration graph. Purple graph is how the graph looks today. Our short put is going to be 78 points out of the money. Right? 78 points. Our short call, I sold this at maybe a 10 delta call, I think. 10 delta. That's how I picked my short strike. And in the puts, I sold like a 17 delta put, how I picked my short strike. Just want to get them pretty out of the money. Now, my Greeks, and we're at 2463, my Greeks are deltas. Now this is an $85,000 trade, right? That's the risk. The Greeks of this trade are, I'm 90 deltas short, and this is a 100 contract position. My gamma is minus 13. My theta, how much I bring in each day, be $391. My vega or volatility risk, and VIX is at 11.42 today. My vega is a whopping 45.57. Dan, what does that mean? What that means is, and again, let me get my long. So my short call is 25.25. My long call is 25.35. So I have 10 wide credit spreads. My short put is 23.85. My long put is 23.75. So my two big risks are price and volatility. So I'm 90 delta short. Say that's pretty good, Dan. So if SPX goes from, you know, SPX is currently at 2463. Let's take a scenario. If SPX goes down 10 points, and we look at the Greeks, from the delta, I'm short 90 delta. So what do I make from the deltas if we go down 10 points? Say, Dan, I don't know. I'm short 90. Think of 90 in terms of stock equivalent, like you're short 90 shares of stock. So if SPX goes down 10 points and I'm short 90, from the deltas, I'll make about $900. You say, wow, that is really good. If we go down 10 points. Theta means I pick up because my short options will decay quicker than my longs in the calls and the puts. My daily decay is around $400. So if we go down 10 points from theta, theoretically, just giving you an idea of how this makes or loses money. If we go down 10 points, I pick up around $900 from the delta, $400 from the theta, $1,300 if SPX goes down 10 points. And you say, that's pretty good. It is. Now let's talk about
the dark side.
So let's say we go down 10 points tomorrow. People are getting a little nervous.
Sure.
Not that 10 points is a big move, but I'm just using this as an example. 10 points wouldn't raise the vol that much, but let's say the volatility went up a point. So the volatility And the vega is a theoretical number. So they're saying if the volatility of my short call, my long call, my short put, my long put, each goes up a point, theoretically, I'm going to be out $4,557. That's only 1 point increase. So, Dan, what are you saying? What I'm saying is your volatility risk on the downside is enough to kill a horse, a cow, and a Spanish mule, right? Right? That's what I'm saying, because it's a little bit of short deltas helps you, gives a cushion. The theta helps you, but the volatility is the unknown, because depending on how much volatility goes up, you could get hammered a bit. Now let's take the upside. Again, VIX is at 11 right now. What if we go up 10 points? If we go up 10 points in your short 90 deltas are close to, it's changing a little bit, let's say it's close to 100, you're going to lose $1,000 on the upside from your delta, because you're short 90 to 100 deltas. You lose $1,000. Theta, you make the 391, but on the upside, that short vega, if price goes up, volatility goes down. Well, the problem is VIX is already at 11 and a half. So when you start getting to 9, 10, or 11 in VIX, it's not a slam dunk that you're going to get the benefit of short vega on the upside. So you would get, if volatility goes down, a minus a vega number means you'd make that. But the problem when volatility gets real low is you might not get that benefit on the upside. So it's a little trickier. But for discussion purposes for today, so if I have this position, it's an $85,000 position, North Korea's staring at us, the VIX is low, we're 25, 30 points off the all-time high, can I get some insurance, right? Am I allowed? Because again, this is my expiration graph, but this is my graph today. So as we start going up and volatility goes up, we'll have a problem. So let's take an example here. What if I go in and I buy, just start out by, I go in the OCC9 expiration 32 days out. And let's say I go buy, I look for like a 5 delta put. So the OCC9 expiration, 22, these are 32 days out. Let's just say the 2250 puts are a 5 delta. Let's say I buy 7 of those, or let's say I buy 10 of those, 10 2250 puts, they're trading at around $2.80, and I'm going to buy, they're a 5 delta, meaning they're way out of the money, and I'm going to buy 10 at 280, so on an $85,000 position, I'm going to spend about $2,800, close to $3,000 on insurance. What is $3,000 as a percentage of $85,000? Let's figure it out. So I'm going to spend less, maybe about 4% for insurance. Okay? It's an $85,000 trade. I'm going to spend 4% on insurance. So I'm going to buy 10
like it
of the OCC 2250 puts. And let's take a look here, folks. Let's take a look. Just like the look that Johnny. So today, okay.
Sorry.
All right. So now you're starting to notice just by buying 10, I'm leaning a little. So now my Greeks are, I'm short 145 deltas. My theta goes down a little bit to 230. But my vega is still short 4,000. So for every 1 point the volatility goes up, if it goes up equally on all my four options, I can lose $4,000. It's still a lot. But this shows us, at least now, instead of, you kind of got this smile shape on the downside, right? You could still lose some money. But what we're doing is, let's take a scenario. Let's say the market over the next day or two, North Korea does something.
Yep.
And we go down 5%. So 5% is going to be over 100 points in the SPX. So we're at 2464. 100 points would be 2364, right? 2364 in the next 2 days. Let's simulate that, right? And I'm just taking one little example. 2364 is about right here. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. And so this shows if it went to 2364 today, we'd lose, it says 18,000, which would be about 15-20%. Only one small thing I forgot to do. If we go down 5% in the market, do you think that VIX will go up? Let me give you guys an answer. As Sylvester Stallone would say, absolutely.
Yes,
VIX will go up 4 or 5 points. So instead of losing 18 grand, if we take the volatility and pump up the VIX, 4 points. You can see that line increasing. So now, here's the volatility increasing. So now, on the downside, instead of losing 18 grand, I'm losing 8 grand, right? Which would be accept. I mean, again, it's let me be clear here. We're doing La La Land.
Yeah.
We're losing 8 grand if I do nothing with the SPX going down 100 points.
Right, right.
If I had someone working for me that SPX went down 100 points and you had an iron condor and you didn't touch it for 100 points, I'd shoot them with a BB gun. Right?
Right.
So again, that's no risk, man. So yeah. I'm looking at worst case scenario.
Right.
We go down 100 points. But again, that's insurance. That's what you want, right? That's what you want. And obviously along the way we'd be adjusting. So we'd probably lose very little. The point is, that's how I would use stuff. And again, in a shared mentoring, we do most of our stuff in SPX or RUT instead of putting 52 positions on.
Sure. Yep.
You know, SPX is made up of 500 stocks. Russell's made up of 2,000. And as I've always said, I've kind of given a guideline, Dan's rule of thumb on long puts. It's like when you get a Navy SEAL. So my protection on the west side of Chicago as I may do a drug deal is only as good as if I have the Navy SEAL there.
Right.
If the Navy SEAL has to go, my protection's not there.
Your chances of success diminish greatly, yes. I guess.
So the guideline with a long put, I bought an Oct 9 put, same expiration as my iron condor, 32 days out. As a good rule of thumb, the most value that put will help you is 20% of the duration. So if it's 32 days out, I'm only going to keep the usefulness of that put where I can count on it, like a Navy SEAL, would be 20%, so maybe 6 or 7 days. Beyond that, I've got to do something because it's going to start hurting me because as we get close to expiration and I have a drastically out of the money put, if it doesn't go down, that put's not going to move. So yes, does it mean that Johnny in Iowa, if Johnny in Iowa buys an out of the money put, you know, will it protect him? You know, you got to know what you're doing. But anyways, this is something to think about, folks. I'll let you, this probably some of you gave you a headache because you never thought like this before. And you might never think again like that. But just give you an idea, can you scale up these positions and trade bigger? You know, on an $85,000 position, I'd be looking to make about $8,000 a month. But so, you know, that's what I'd be looking to make. But the key is at certain times when the price levels are real high and the VIX gets 11 or under, I would consider some cheap put protection. And this is the thought process today. That's what it was, folks. So, folks, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Johnny can update you on a few things we got coming up. Have a wonderful day.
Appreciate it, Mr. Sheridan. If you have any questions, you can put them in the chat box. Otherwise, you can always shoot us an email over at info@SheridanMentoring.com. Happy to chat with you always. Let me just show you one real quick thing here. If you go to the homepage of SheridanMentoring.com, right from Sheridan TV, just click on home. There's a nice big banner here for Dan's brand new Iron Condor class. It starts a week from yesterday, actually. So there's a free webinar that he did. So there's a nice video attached to this. So if you just click on this banner here, you can learn a little bit more about the class. You can watch the video right here. And I'm sure it will be extremely beneficial for you, especially if you are an Iron Condor trader or would like to be an Iron Condor trader. Well, thank you, Mr. Sheridan. Thank you, folks, for joining us today. It's Thursday,
So that means we'll be back again next week on Tuesday for another installment of Sheridan TV. Thanks, everybody.